Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's July 23rd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's Friday the 13th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, I've got a question that goes with yesterday's last segment. George Harrison isn't of the Kingdom of God. How can he channel energy to you? Doesn't someone have to be of the Kingdom of God to do that?
Well, let me see, Alora. Buddhists aren't of the Kingdom of God. They send me energy. Hindus aren't of the Kingdom of God. They like me. Confucianists aren't of the Kingdom of God. They empower me all the time. Well, I don't really think that you have to be a member of the Kingdom of God to send me power, Alora. I don't know why you would necessarily have to be. I think the only prerogative is that you have to like me. I mean, if you like what I'm doing and if you like what I stand for and if you like the Kingdom of God in general, you might not want to live in it. You might like your own part of paradise, but if you want to see that the Kingdom of God continues to exist, you might want to send me some energy now and then, and I'm not going to turn it down. I mean, in this desperate situation, we need all the help we can get. No, Alora, of course not. You do not have to be a member of my kingdom to send me energy, to give me energy, and to work with us. That's an old fable, an old fairy tale by those who teach that, oh, there's only one church, and if you don't belong to that church, you're a goner. You know, that type of thing. Anybody that has love in their hearts and cares for their fellow human beings and knows what's going on and sends me energy, it's more than welcome. We never turn down help. We never turn away those that are helping us. Of course, anyone can give me energy. The very idea that they can't is preposterous.
And I'm so glad, Nazarene, that so many people like you and the Kingdom of God. As I said before, if we could only get those in the material world to be so helpful and work together instead of trying to destroy each other, what a great world that would be. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Pauling. You can check it out online at voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free. We're back! Nazarene, here's a question to go along with something you said earlier. You said someone besides you haunts the president at night. What does that person do? Does the president remember? I can't imagine it. It must be really weird.
Really, Alora, this is a team effort. It begins each night with one of my angelic messengers taking the president on a journey into the future and showing him exactly what his current course of action is going to result in. This is not a very pleasant experience because the current course of action is going to result in an awful mess. Then some ladies take the president around the world and show him all the things that will be destroyed by his present actions. Then, after this is done, some others take the president and show him what will be possible if he changes his current course of action and does what the Kingdom of God wants. So you see, Alora, this is a constant rolling effort. We're not attacking from one avenue alone, but we're attacking from several different avenues every night. And is to the president remembering? We're not sure, but we think some of what we are doing and saying is penetrating through his subconscious into his conscious mind. Exactly how much, we can't tell you because we can't monitor that close. We can pick up a little bits of their conversations here and there, but we don't get everything. But that's how we always work, Alora. We work in multiple levels, attacking over and over again, and we never give up.
Boy, Nazarene, you guys must have read A Christmas Carol. You're giving the president the Ebenezer Scrooge treatment. Hope you're as successful.
Read it, Alora. We wrote it. Dickens was one of my best workers. I spent months with him getting that ready.
We'll be back again.